From Mendocino Public Broadcasting, this is KZYX News for Thursday, February 13th. I'm Laura Hamburg. Yesterday, we brought you the story of an event in Kovalo over the weekend that was the painful and important reminder that Khadija Britton is still missing 2 years after she was abducted at gunpoint. Her missing posters are everywhere. The beautiful 23-year-old native Kovalo woman, the all-star basketball player who averaged 18 points a game when she played varsity ball. But still, no word on who has Khadija and what happened to her the night of February 7, 2018. Khadija's grandfather, Ronnie Hostler, organized the event in Kovalo Saturday. It was part community healing and part a gut-wrenching plea for anyone with information on what happened to his granddaughter to step forward. One of the many speakers at the day-long event was the county's new sheriff, Matt Kendall. It was one of his first county public events since he took the helm from retiring Sheriff Tom Allman in December. Kendall grew up in Kovalo and went to work at the sheriff's office in 1990, just a few years after he graduated from Round Valley High School. For the close-knit community of Kovalo, he's the hometown sheriff, and now all eyes are on him to crack the case. A case that's 2 years old, where witnesses have previously clammed up out of fear, where the truth is leaking out only in phases, after the first and second interviews were filled with false information. Sheriff Kendall said he's going to solve this case, come hell or high water. He told the crowd at Saturday's event he's put an additional investigator on the case, and the department is currently working with the feds. I interviewed him after he addressed his Kovalo community Saturday at the event for Khadija. He invited me to climb into his pickup truck, which was parked outside the Kovalo Rec Center, where we talked about why Khadija Britton's case hits so close to home for him.
I can find my key. Make sure I don't have any crap sitting on the seat.
Oh, look at that.
Flashlight, necktie, and handcuffs.
Everything a man needs.
Everything a fella needs in Kovalo.
Tell me about your background growing up in Kovalo. You know that you're a local man, I understand.
Yeah, I grew up here. I was my parents moved here about 3 years before I was born. Yeah, I went to grade school and high school here in Kovalo.
Sheriff, do you know Khadija's family? And I know you said you know Ronnie.
Yeah, I grew up with her father, little Jerry Britton, and her mother, Connie. Connie was in my class and Jerry was a year behind us.
How helpful is an event like this today?
It is extremely helpful. And the reason is we've got to get the message out to the people that everybody needs to start discussing with us what they do and don't know.
What would you say to the community right now that's listening?
If you know anything, it's time to pick up the phone and call. If you call the WeTip number, you can remain truly anonymous. Any information that you have is going to be gone through immediately, and we'll do everything that we can to continue to dig up more information.
And how is the family doing?
They're holding up pretty well. But I'm a parent. If my daughter disappeared, I would never lose hope. I would never give up looking, and we're never going to. The sheriff's office is never going to give up this investigation. And the difference for me is when I come up here, I don't look at this as other people may look at Kovalo. I look at this as, I mean, literally I can look out in this parking lot and see one of my mother's oldest friends walking across the parking lot with my best buddy from high school right now. What I said in the meeting, people really need to listen to and understand. If we stand together on things, threats and intimidation, they can't get you. Stand up with your community. If you see something going wrong, let somebody know. I can't stress to people enough that this mentality of some people call people a cop caller when they pick up the phone and call. The fact of the matter is you're just being a good stand-up human being and you're being a good citizen.
And just one last question. How would you like people to view Kovalo? How would you like the larger community to see your hometown community?
In the same way that I see it, with a bunch of really good, hardworking people in a beautiful, beautiful area. But we've got some things that are coming in here right now that we've got to stop. We've got drugs running rampant. We've got violence running rampant. We've got intimidation running rampant. And a big portion of it is we need the community to be that community that it was in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s, where people won't stand for this. And when something happens, they do pick up the phone and call and let us do our jobs. We need to really, truly look at the partner that we have in the district attorney's office right now, where violence is not tolerated, where robberies are not tolerated, and we continue to put together good cases. When we take those people out of the mix up here, Covelo becomes a wonderful place.
Is there anything that you feel is important to share?
No, I think that's about it. You have to remember, this is a little bit emotional for me because Ronnie's been a friend of mine. He was Kadesh's grandfather, coached just about every sport up at the high school. I worked with him at the sawmill. I grew up with his daughter. It's kind of an emotional thing for me because I can see the pain in his eyes. I can see the pain in their eyes.
If you have information to help find Khadijah, her family is asking that you call the anonymous tip line. Again, that number is 1-800-732-7463. For KZYX News, I'm Laura Hamburg. To hear all of our local news coverage with photos and more, visit kzyx.org.